New music from Bro Dylan, Alone in the Wilderness, here on Neorocks. Before that, you heard from Coup de Grace, Friendly Tiger, Poor Duncan, Broken Promises, and Holden Lawrence and Broken Waltz. I did not do that on purpose, Jason.
Happy accidents are fun.
Yeah. Joining us in studio right now, Bro Dylan. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming back in studio. Alex, you and I were talking, it's been about 2 years since you've been in studio with us.
Yeah, it's been 2 years since we were here.
We estimated 1 year.
Yeah, but, Eric, okay. We were here like...
probably better at that than us.
Two years ago, yeah. I think when we released Crisis, and it's been that long.
Well, what have you been doing since?
Well, we've been writing and, doing a lot of recording, and we have a new bass player with Sam, and... we went through, our trials and
He's
tribulations.
Not going to let you talk, sorry. He just no.
Sam's sharing a mic with Mike. Say hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, everyone?
So we went through some peaks and valleys there, but we're feeling, better than ever now. And we're coming out with new music, so we're happy about that.
That's awesome. And you're going to be playing some of that new music this weekend. Tell the folks where you're going to be and...
Well, it's actually next weekend.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's
June 1st. So next, a week from this Friday, we'll be at the Beachland Tavern with Whiskey Hollow and the Midnight Slander. And we're going to be, it's a single kind of release show. So the song that you guys just heard, Alone in the Wilderness, is the song we've been working on for a while. And we have a bunch of music that we're going to be releasing over the next few months. So, but yeah, so it'll be a fun time.
And you guys recorded this at Wildwood Studios, correct?
Yeah.
And there's a connection here with a friend of the show, Madeline Finn, correct?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So how was she involved with this?
Well, Maddie, I asked Maddie to give me some vocal lessons maybe like 6 months ago or so. And that's kind of when I was writing a lot too. So we asked, Maddie had mentioned that she wanted to do some producing, and I'm like, well, I got some new songs, so come into band practice and do your thing. And so the song you just heard, Alone in the Wilderness, and the other ones that we have recorded, Maddie, you know, was with us in pre-production and doing her thing. So that was really cool. And we've never done anything like that before with anybody. So we've never really let anyone in when we were recording. So that was really, really fun.
Is she going to end up hidden anywhere in any of the tracks?
Oh, her voice was on that last track, yeah.
Yeah.
it was definitely on there in the background.
So what made you want to go with her specifically?
Well, you know, it was just, we had really good, just a really good rapport. And I really like Maddie's singing and songwriting. And it was just a natural type.
It's a good fit.
Good fit.
Yeah, he's just been one of our favorite local musicians for a long time.
Yeah.
So it was natural to first start working with her.
Yeah. Definitely an amazing performer, that's for sure.
Yeah. No, she's great.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And you guys are pretty darn good yourselves, I got to say.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's always an entertaining show when you go to see Bro Dylan. little fun fact here. Before the show, you guys used the word bro a lot while we were talking.
Yeah.
I like that too. I like how you're incorporating that into your...
Yeah, we actually never used to do that until we started this band.
Yeah. That's a fact. And we don't really do it when we're not, like, in band, like, environment. Like, I don't call people bro unless I'm with the band in a band's, you know, atmosphere. But it's become a thing, bro.
I guess it could have been worse, right? Like, if... I'm not even going to go there. If you were named something else, you would use...
Yeah.
So we'll just
what's the FCC? Is that the thing?
Do we have a delay on? Yeah.
We got a delay. Right. Oh, too bad. Well, I just said a bunch of things to you guys that are live that you guys aren't hearing, but no.
So I have to admit, this is a little awkward. You're the only one with the guitar.
Yeah.
You're sitting very close to me. Our knees are almost touching.
Yeah, they are touching.
You're going to sing while your two bandmates just stare at you and our knees touch.
Yeah, I was actually just staring at him in my kitchen while he played songs before we came over here. So it's not awkward for
us.
It's
not unusual
to do this.
But I'll get progressively closer to you as I play.
Do you guys want to be able to take notes as he's playing so you can tell him everything he can do better next time?
Oh,
yeah,
that.
It's all up
here. Why you got to do this?
Oh, my gosh. You're making the poor guy nervous.
Why you got to do this?
I have no comment on that one. So.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. Here's the game plan.
Okay.
You're going to play a song.
Okay.
Then we're going to not let that go because we need to talk about the kitchen situation. So we'll get back to that in a little bit. But we're of course, here to talk about the Beachland, and you will be there next week, the 1st.
June 1st.
And what is this song you're about to play?
This song is called... Don't point your finger at me.
Yeah.
So, it's a directive.
Bro Dylan, live here on New Rocks.
Now you are just late.
You better step back, my friend, before you end up alone. You connive and change.
Dylan live here on Neo Rocks. Don't point your finger at me.
Don't do it.
So who'd you write that song about?
Ooh, that's a touchy one.
You don't have to answer that. But I do, serious question, I do want to know, now with the new awesome member of the band, the bassist, has your songwriting, the way that you go about writing songs changed at all?
Yeah, totally. I mean, the way that we've been writing songs is completely different than... in the past. It's been more, I don't want to say more like, more revisions, I guess. Like in the past, the music we put out would be kind of just like, we'd record it and just push it out there. But I spent a lot more time actually working on this.
Who is the one with the veto power?
Oh. They don't have that power.
Who's the
I don't give them that power.
Who's the one that goes, Alex, your vocals on there, not quite.
Yeah, I mean, that you know, these things happen. You know, try out something, be like, nah, dude, that's not working. Try, you know, I mean, it's back and forth with each other. Like, you know, he'll pull out the song, show it to me. I'll play some drums on it, be like, dude, that's not working at all. I'll try something else.
They'll usually throw things at me.
Yeah.
You know, tell me they don't love me anymore.
It's been like such a great collaborative effort from my end because, you know, I love these guys. I love playing with them to death. And I feel like I've learned so much just about songwriting from them. And one of the things is like, there's never really like, you have to do it this way. It's like we're all working as a team and it's a lot more rewarding. I feel like we actually put out a better product because we're working on it together. It comes out a lot better, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was distracted by your shirt. I'm not going to lie.
He's wearing a...
I'm wearing a Super Mario shirt.
No, I heard everything you were saying. I'm not going to lie. I was looking at him like...
Is that a zombie Mario?
No, that's just a regular Mario shirt. It's just...
I'm sorry.
I can totally distract you further with my
life. By my lovely girlfriend.
Bro Dylan will be performing at the Beachland Tavern on June 1st.
Oh, we will.
Who else is with you?
Whiskey Hollow, so mm-hmm. Maddie's band, and the Midnight Slander.
Right on.
Right on.
So what's the future? I mean, you know, you guys are doing this release.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking off the air about, you know, kind of full albums versus, like, you know, EPs versus singles versus not releasing anything and just pretending like you do.
Yeah.
We didn't get that far. That was in my head, but I didn't say it. But what is the future for you guys? I mean, like, what are you guys looking at to do here?
Well, you know, we're going to, like, you know, I just keep writing, constantly writing. I feel like I've kind of hit, I've just been able to keep writing, which is nice because that's not always the case.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep doing that. We're going to release, you know, music probably mostly in singles, I think, because it just seems like that's the, you know, the way to do it now. And yeah, I mean, that's about it right now. Just keep writing and releasing music and then, you know, try to maybe do a little regional, you know, tour. Do that kind of stuff.
Do you have any festivals on the calendar yet for this summer?
Oh yeah, we're playing Porch Fest, and we're playing so Larchmere Porch Fest, and then we're going to be playing. We just played the Downtown Willoughby River Burnoff last week with Lit.
Were you going to be at for Porch Fest? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. We got the email for the porch we're going to be on, but I'm not sure. I know it's at 4:30.
I don't think that the full schedule has been announced just yet.
Yeah, so we'll be there.
Their social media keeps saying it's coming soon.
Yeah, and it's coming
very soon.
Very soon. Very soon. And then we'll be at Heights Hop, and I think...
Is it the Waterloo?
Oh, yeah, the Waterloo Arts Fest. Arts Festival will be at that. Yeah.
You guys are busy.
Yeah, we're playing around. Playing around.
Awesome.
Well, you want to play another track for us?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. What are you going to play for us this time?
So this song that I'm going to do for you now is called You Can't Be Real.
We've got Bro Dylan live here on Neo Rocks.
Solid as a rock most days, and I'm jealous of your poise. You get under the skin of all of us boys. You can't be real, even if your skin warm to touch. You can't be real. Your porcelain eyes are too much. Do you ever get ashamed? You float like a phantom place to place. And the final destination doesn't matter much. For us it's dust to dust. For you it's never enough. You can't be real, even if your skin is warm to touch. Why do we do this to ourselves? We black out the sun, leads to the cell. You can't be real, even if your skin is warm to touch. Porcelain eyes are too much.
Bro Dylan live here on Neo Rocks.
Even the band clapped for him. That was good. You know you did something right there.
Of course.
Tentatively.
So you're playing June 1st.
June 1st.
Next Friday.
Next
at the
Friday.
Beachland.
Yes, sir.
You're on a whole bunch of festivals this summer.
Yes.
Where can people go to find out all about it?
All of our events are on brodylan.com, and you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook, too.
Say Instagram, you've been Instagramming.
Yeah,
live,
we're live,
right?
On Instagram right now. Hey, friends.
Hey. Well, very cool. The single "Alone in the Wilderness." You've heard it now here on Neo Rocks, releasing it to the public
next
Friday.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for being in studio.
Thank you.
And again, the website.
BroDylan.com.
BroDylan.com. One last track. Here's Bro Dylan, No Boundaries. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Set no boundaries on me. We will walk.